thankful to be back in God's house tonight, and thankful to be back in the pulpit. It's been a while since we've preached, and we're thankful for the opportunity. God's good to us. He knows what we need, and He knows exactly where we stand, and He knows where we are, even when we don't know where we are. So we're so thankful for that opportunity tonight to stand again and bring God's Word. And we'll be in the book of Mark tonight, in the sixth chapter of the book of Mark, kind of a different message as far as what the Lord kind of laid on our heart. As far as, you know, I never was big on titles or anything. I've never been one to put titles to things, but I guess this is one that kind of deserves one. But it was different when the Lord gave it to me, so I'm kind of wrestled with it. I wrote it down, and of course I just got a little outline. I wrote it down and I scratched it out, and the Lord said, "No, we're going to do this." So you'll have to bear with us tonight, but we're just so thankful for what God's done in our life, and so how good He's been to us. And I would ask tonight to remember my wife. She's at home. She fell again. She fell yesterday. She fell today. She's struggling, church, and I ask you to pray for her. She needs, thank you, brother, she needs a touch of God's hand. Sometimes it's not His will to touch. Sometimes the answer is no, and I understand that tonight. But I ask you to pray for her tonight. She's at home. Brittany's with her. So I ask you to remember that tonight. And we'll get to what the Lord's got at hand tonight. Mark chapter 6. We'll be reading, starting 25th verse. We're reading 25 through 28. I said kind of a strange title, if you will, to one, but kind of the thought the Lord gave me, and we'll hopefully the Lord will bring it out tonight, and we'll get where He'd have us to be. But kind of the thought we had was, what do you have to do to lose your head? Now, it sounds like kind of a strange title to a message, but John the Baptist, as we'll read here, he lost his head for a purpose and for a reason. And it was standing for God's Word and for God's law and for God's rule was what it was for. And so, the Lord showed me that in this day and age, we don't have a lot of people that are willing to go that far for the Lord. A lot of people that aren't willing to make that stand for God. You know, we get a thing where we've come to a spot where we want to just fit into the world, if you will. We don't want to make any waves. You know, the world tells us, and worldly Christendom tells us that you can't make any waves. You just got to fit in. No, you don't have to say anything to anybody. You know, if you say something, it's gonna upset their world. It's gonna upset them a little bit. And you gotta show them love all the time, Brother James. You can't just tell them how it is. You can't tell them the truth. And you say, well, it's the truth. And they say, well, even though it's the truth, it's harmful, it's hurtful, and it upsets people today. But you know, the reality is, God's truth is the truth. It doesn't matter if it upsets you or if it doesn't upset you. It doesn't matter how you feel about it. You know, we used to talk about it, it's been a long time ago, we used to talk about bumper stickers and stuff, and one said, you know, God said it and I believe it, and therefore it is. Well, it doesn't matter if you believe it or not tonight, church. You know, glory to God, if God said it, it is true. It's a truth. It doesn't matter what we think about it or how we feel about it. Written within the confines of this Bible, glory to God tonight, it is a truth. And so there's not a lot of people anymore that's willing to make that stand. Glory to God. I've been guilty of it from time to time. I've not been willing to make that stand. I get in a situation where maybe you want to just want to ride along. This would be an easy ride, and you don't want to upset the apple cart, as the saying would go. But church, we've gotten to a place in this world. We can't just go on like that anymore. There's too much at stake tonight. There's too much at stake in this world. Well, glory to God, they've gone from a place where they say it's okay to kill a baby in the womb, to where they say it's okay, even if it's born alive, it's okay to just let it die or to kill it. Glory to God, the wickedness in this world has multiplied far beyond what we've seen in the past. But glory to God tonight, God's still God. And He still loves us. He still wants to be there for us. He's still going to be our refuge in a time of need tonight. So glory to God tonight. If you'd stand with us across the congregation, glory to God, we're going to read this here. Like I said, we're just going to read a few verses here. Mark chapter 6, starting out in the 25th verse. And it reads like this. Glory to God, and it reads like this, and it says, "And she came in straightway with haste unto the king and asked, saying, I will that thou give me by and by in a charger the head of John the Baptist. And the king was exceeding sorry, yet for his oath's sake, and for the sakes for their sakes which sat with him, he would not reject her. And immediately the king sent an executioner and commanded his head to be brought. And he went and beheaded him in the prison and brought his head in a charger and gave it to the damsel, and the damsel gave it to her mother. We'll stop reading right there. We'll go, Lord, in prayer. Dear, kind, precious Heavenly Father tonight, God, we just thank you and praise you for what you mean to us. God, you've always been faithful to us, Lord. Even in times when we've not been faithful to you, you've been faithful to us. And God, tonight we just ask, Lord, you just get us out away from ourselves. Just let us surrender under your cross tonight. And God, that you just be reach down and touch and help us, Lord. Give us that which we stand in need of. God, not of ourselves. God, not that I would do anything, Lord, that would be of my heart or of my mind, God. But God, that you would fill me up and just send exactly what this congregation stands in need of tonight. What we need to be, the Christians you'd have us to be. What the lost need to hear, God, that they would be saved tonight. There wouldn't be any question when we walk out of here tonight. Where we stand with you. God, so much of our time we spend toiling and trying to figure out our place with you, where we stand, good or bad. But God, if we'll just repent and call upon your name, God, we can find exactly where we're at with you tonight. And God, we just pray. Do you remember these things, Lord? Touch the hearts. Soften them tonight, God. Making them fertile for your word to come out and that seed to be planted. Lord, that somebody would receive you. Lord, those that are saved, God, they'd get closer to you. And God, they'd move away from the things in their life that are holding them back. Those are things outside of you and your will tonight, God. So God, we pray that you touch each and every heart here tonight and give them exactly what they need for. And God, be with us. Help our wife tonight. God, just be in the very midst of everything that's said. God, we don't want to preach too long. God, we don't want to preach too short. God, we just want to preach what you'd have preached tonight. God, touch us. Help us, Lord, tonight. Anoint us with your anointing from on high. And God, we thank you and praise you for it. And amen. Glory to God tonight. God, we're so thankful to be here by this message here tonight about John the Baptist and having his head removed. Well, glory to God tonight. We're so thankful it's not come to this place in the United States yet. Glory to God. But I tell you, we're headed there, church. There's a place, and the time is coming, where the things everybody else gets together for, the pride and glory to God and the sinful things of this world, they'll get together for them. But a church, when it stands and speaks out, glory to God, they're persecuted more now than they have been in a long time. Not back in the Bible days, but glory to God, it's coming. I believe that wholeheartedly. And you say, well, we ought to fear those things. Well, glory to God, I say we ought to charge towards them. Glory to God. And we say, well, why is that? And the Bible says to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Glory to God tonight. I'm in a place here in this world that's sorrowful, that's sad, the things that are going on. Glory to God. But I'm ready tonight to lay my life down for my Lord. Lord, you tonight, ask yourself that question. If you had to make a stand, glory to God tonight, on the Scripture and on your faith in Jesus Christ, and it was going to cost you your life tonight, would you make the stand tonight? Glory to God. I was thinking about this, and we talked about it. Glory to God, the pastor talked about Daniel, and it talks about where the writing was on the wall, and a part of it said, you've been weighed in the balance, and you've been found wanting. Well, glory to God tonight, if you were weighing that balance, would you be found wanting tonight? And glory to God. Well, how do you get there? To that place, glory to God. We're going to read. It'll be mostly in the New Testament, so we'll be able, should be able to follow pretty good. But in the first chapter of the book of Mark, and glory to God, we're going to read the first six verses. It says, "The beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and it was written in the prophets, Behold, I send my messenger before thy face, which shall prepare thy way before thee." You almost stop right there for a second. I started thinking thinking about this. And it's awful interesting to me that John, that Mark, glory to God, tonight, he decided to start his letter with John the Baptist. And I started thinking, no, why is that? Why would he start there? Well, the Bible says, and Christ said this, the law and the prophets, they were until John. Before John, that was the law. You couldn't keep the law tonight. And glory to God, there was no way for you to keep it. I said this before, God's law was perfect, without flaw. There was nothing wrong with God's law, but man was so flawed, there was no way we could keep his law. And glory to God, but when John came, he came with a different message tonight. And glory to God, I think that's why Mark started there with John. He decided, well, this is where it really starts going forward for the New Testament church. This starts with John the Baptist. He came and he preached that gospel of repentance, glory to God, towards God. But he said, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight. They said John did baptize in the wilderness and preached the baptism of repentance for the remission of sins, glory to God. And there went out unto him all the land of Judea and all they of Jerusalem, and were all baptized of him in the river of Jordan, confessing their sins. And John was clothed with camel's hair and with a girdle, glory to God, a girdle of skin about his loins, and he did eat locusts and wild honey. Well, glory to God, tonight, the first thing to get to this place where you're willing to give your head for God, for the Lord, you got to recognize you're in the wilderness tonight. Glory to God, if you're here and you're lost and undone, that wilderness is a representation of the world. That's where you're at if you're lost and undone. You say, well, what goes on in the wilderness? Well, all kinds of things go on in the wilderness. But I started thinking about this, at the end of all this, when Jesus, he was baptized of John, he said he went straightway, the Spirit led him straightway into the wilderness to be tempted for 40 days and 40 nights. Glory to God, tonight, church and lost individual tonight, there is nothing good in the wilderness. Glory to God. I started thinking, you got all these shows on TV now, Bear Grylls and all these different people about how to survive in the wilderness. Well, you know what they're trying to do? Glory to God. They're trying to get you out alive in a physical sense. Glory to God. There's lots of things out there in the wilderness that are looking to destroy you, looking to kill you. You can go out there. There's snakes that bite. There's bears. You go to the desert. There's lions and tigers. Oh my. And all those different things. Glory to God. And they're trying to keep you surviving. What can you eat? Where can you get something to drink? Glory to God, if you're ever caught out in that wilderness tonight. But glory to God, it was all about this. And it says this. It said, with Christ, you say, what about our wilderness? We don't worry about those things around here. You know what? There was a time in the United States, those things were a concern. Glory to God. But we're so cosmopolitan today, and so city-fied. Glory to God, tonight, we don't have to worry about a lot of those things. But you know what? Those aren't the things that you should be worried about tonight anyway. This physical body, the Bible said, don't fear not. He who can kill the body, glory to God, this body's going to die. A pastor said it this morning, you're going to die. Save the Lord, come back. We're going to die in this flesh. Glory to God. He said, but fear not him, glory to God, who can kill the body, but fear him who can kill the body and the soul and cast it into hell. Glory to God tonight. And it says, and he was there in the wilderness 40 days, tempted. Well, glory to God. He said he was tempted of Satan. Glory to God. You see these stories about these big lions, and you always read your child, you learn, well, lion, he'll eat you up. But the Bible talks about one wandering to and fro in the earth, seeking whom he may devour tonight. And glory to God, he's out there after you tonight. It's not a physical lion, but it says he was tempted of Satan tonight. Satan, he desires to kill you tonight. He wants to see you die. He wants to see you go to hell. That's where the hell was made for. Glory to God tonight. It was made for the devil and his angels. You know what it was saying? Glory to God. I'm so thankful. It was made just the right size, just the perfect size for the devil and his angels. You know, I thought about this many years ago. The Bible says this, and she enlarged her borders daily. Every day, hell enlarges her borders. Why is that? Glory to God tonight. Because it wasn't made for everybody who's going. It was just the right size for those it was designed for. But glory to God tonight. You know what you don't read? Heaven's never had to expand her borders. Why is it? Because it was made big enough for everybody, Brother James. Glory to God. Everybody had the ability to go to that place called heaven. But they chose the world. They chose the tempter. Glory to God. They chose to be in the wilderness. Glory to God. And be tempted of those things which are there. Their desires, their flesh, and of their eyes. And well, glory to God. In the pride of life, the Bible says, led them to a place of death and destruction. And glory to God tonight, they're in hell. And glory to God, if you're lost and undone here tonight, don't worry, we'll get to a place that you can get out of the wilderness tonight. But glory to God tonight, first thing you got to do is recognize you're in the wilderness tonight. Second thing we have to do, glory to God, is this. We're going to go to next verse down is 7. It said, talk about John. He said, and preached, saying, there cometh one mightier than I after me, the latchet of whose shoes I'm not worthy to stoop down and unloose. A friend tonight, glory to God, you know, the Bible heard of the world today. Hey, Brother James, they'll tell you this. You can just be your own God. You can just be whoever you want to be. You make your own rules. You live your own way. You do. You know, there's a saying, glory to God. I pick these things up. I'm really not that cool. I pick up things every once in a while. But glory to God. There's this saying that comes out, and it says, you do you, boo. You do whatever you want. You just be who you want to be. Oh, just go on. It's good. But I'm here to tell you tonight, not God's plan in your life, for there is one that is greater than you tonight. You may put yourself, glory to God tonight, up on a pedestal somewhere and thinking you're something great. I'm here to tell you tonight, you're nothing tonight. Well, glory to God, outside of Jesus Christ, you're nothing. You're just another person here in this world, as the pastor said earlier. Well, glory to God, deserving hell, be there with your back bow, choking on brimstone. Nothing good. People think, well, I'm going to do some good thing. I'm going to be a professional athlete. Glory to God. I'm going to do some great thing. I'm going to make some great invention. I'm going to cure cancer. I'm going to feed the poor. I'm going to take care of this and that. Those are all good things. But glory to God tonight, without faith, it is impossible to please God. And until you realize who you are and what you are, until you realize what Christ place is, he's above all. He's way up here. A man is always desired to elevate themselves to that place and to get to that point of their own doings and of their own desire. But glory to God tonight, it's not possible. There's no way for you to get to that place, glory to God, outside of Christ tonight. So you got to recognize, hey, glory to God, Christ's place. You know, I started thinking about this. What keeps people from seeking out Christ and looking for him? Well, the Bible says it's pride. You know, people get so prideful in themselves. And glory to God. And I was thinking about this. I don't know if I marked it or not. See if I get back here. Yeah. But Proverbs 16, 14, and 16. I'm just going to read this. And it says this. It says, glory to God. Is that the right one? Excuse me here for a second. Make sure. Nope. I ain't the right one. I marked the wrong one. But it was saying, I know what it is anyway. Glory to God tonight. Wrote the wrong thing down. But that's okay. It says this. It says that pride cometh before the destruction. Glory to God tonight. And a haughty spirit cometh before the fall. Well, glory to God tonight. I don't even like these notes anyway. I don't know why I write them down. But glory to God tonight. That's what it is. Pride will come into your life. And you will set yourself up for destruction tonight. God doesn't lie like a prideful spirit. Why is it? Because you've got to be humble before God, realizing who He is and what He is. Glory to God, before He'll even accept you. Glory to God tonight. People say, well, how do you do that? I'll come to Him whenever I want. The Bible says you'll come to Him with a broken heart and a contrite spirit tonight. You'll not come any way you want. You'll not come when you want. Christ said, no man cometh unto the Father except for I draw him. Glory to God tonight. God will deal with your heart. He will show you who you are. He'll show you where you are. And if your pride wells up in you, you'll find yourself lost, undone, and dying, going to hell tonight. Next place we're going to be is in the book of John. Next thing you've got to realize tonight, next thing you've got to realize is your place tonight. Boy, I tell you what, there's lots of times we get this wrong where our place is. But old John went through all these things. I try to put it in the race in the group where the Lord showed us to put it through John's eyes, because he's the one who lost his head tonight. Glory to God. But in the book of John, in the first chapter, and we're going to start reading at the 19th verse. Glory to God. And it says this, and this is the record of John. And when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, who art thou? You ever take some time, glory to God tonight, saved or lost, to spend a little time thinking about who you are? Glory to God. I'm a king's kid. You know, sometimes I lose track of that, Pastor, that I'm a king's kid. Sometimes I lose track of just who I am, not in myself. Glory to God. You can ask me, what do you do? Well, glory to God, I'm a salesman for a company. Glory to God, it doesn't make any difference tonight about what I ought to be standing on. I'm a king's kid. I'm one of his. I'm saved, bought with a price. Glory to God. Born again, not of the flesh, but of the spirit tonight. I got to know who I am. You know, when you lose track of who you are, then you'll start acting like the world. You'll start acting like those that are out in the wilderness. And God is not pleased with that tonight. And if you're lost tonight, you better get a good grip and a good grasp on the fact that you're lost and going to hell is a terrible, awful place. Glory to God tonight. And you better come to the realization that is where you're headed tonight. And it says, who art thou? And he confessed and denied not, but confessed, I am not the Christ. You're not your own God tonight. You may think you are, but glory to God, you're not. And it said, and they asked him, what then? Art thou Elias? And he saith, I am not. And it said, art thou that prophet? And he answered, no. Glory to God. And he said, they said unto him, who art thou, that we may give an answer to them that sent us? What sayest thou of thyself? Well, glory to God tonight. They wanted to know who he was. And when people ask you tonight, who are you? Are you willing to stand for who you are and in the place you deserve to be and in the place you are? And he said, I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness. Make straight the way of the Lord. It has said the prophet Isaiah, and they which were sent were of the Pharisees, and they asked him and said unto him, why baptizest then thou, if thou be not the Christ, nor Elias, neither the prophet? And John answered them, saying, I baptize with water, but there standeth one among you whom ye know not. Glory to God. Do you know who he is tonight? Do you have a firm grasp on who he is? Glory to God. John knew who he wasn't. He said, I'm not the Christ. Glory to God. I'm not the Christ either. He said, I'm not a saint. Isaiah, if you'll have it. He said, nope, I'm not him either. He said, well, are you the prophet? That prophet. Talking about Elijah. He said, nope, not him either. Well, who are you? I'm just one crying in the wilderness. Make ye straight the path. Glory to God. Are you crying out tonight? Are you crying out in the wilderness when you're in the world? Glory to God tonight. Are you crying out and saying, glory to God? Oh, praise God. Are you saying, make straight the way of the Lord? Are you telling the world there's one that came and died for them tonight? One that gave his life on Calvary's Hill tonight? No, you out there telling them, oh, glory to God, and telling them, well, he came and he died, and not because you were so good, and not because you were the best of the best, but glory to God. Paul said, he died for He described himself as the cheapest of sinners, but still yet God came and died for him. He said all he was just one crying in the wilderness. Well, glory to God. We look at John in a much bigger light than that. But you know what? If he'd have looked at himself any better than that, it'd have been pride in his life. He wasn't going to do it. He said, hey, I'm just one crying in the wilderness. One that's come. Hey, there's one that's coming. He's going to come. I'm not even worthy to unlatch his shoes. Well, glory to God tonight. Are you willing to see your place in this world tonight? Are you willing to see who you are and what you are? And more importantly, are you willing to go tell somebody about it tonight? Boy, I tell you what. Boy, I tell you, this part of his home, Brother James. I started thinking about it. I started thinking about this from times past. Glory to God. There was a time where I preached almost every service. Glory through the week and did other things, homecomings and parts of revivals and all those kind of things. And I started thinking, well, glory to God, it's easy to stand up here. God shows up and says, hey, you're my called man of God. Go and proclaim my word. And you stand in the church house. Glory to God. I shouldn't say it's easy. I'm sitting over there about to throw up. Glory to God, it's not exactly easy. But I tell you this, it's a fearful thing to stand presence of the Lord. But when you go and you're sitting there at the restaurant and a little waitress walks up and says, well, how you doing? He say, well, I'm doing good. Yourself? Well, I've had a tough day. And tells you the story. Well, glory to God, I'm here to tell you tonight. Are you willing to share the love of God with them tonight? Are you willing to tell them what God did and just be one crying in the wilderness? And we were talking this morning in Sunday school, and brother, they were talking about the number people in the world, numbers that say they're Christians, and all these kind of things. It was like 7 billion people in the world, and like 2 billion of them were Christians, round numbers. And glory to God, there's a lot of wilderness to be crying in tonight. There's people, glory to God, tonight that you work with, that you go to school with, glory to God, that you meet in the grocery store, your favorite waitress at the restaurant. Do you know there's people in this world, in these good old United States, who don't know anything about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? Do you know they don't know anything about what he did? Glory to God. I've told this story before. I don't think I've told it here as in from the pulpit. The Lord's laying it on our heart. There was a man I used to know, glory to God, and he'd always play Santa Claus. We'll talk. Brandon loves Christmas. He's always going by Christmas in July. We'll talk a little about Santa Claus tonight. And he was always play Santa Claus. And glory to God. Then he said, I always tell Santa Claus. He goes, I told the people. He said, I always play Santa Claus, but only if I can tell them the story of Jesus Christ when I'm doing it. And they said, well, that's whatever you want to do. And he was saying, this has been spent 10 years ago, probably maybe a little longer than that. And glory to God. He said, he was sitting, it was 15 years ago, but he was sitting there, and these little kids come about. He goes, yeah. He goes, y'all like Santa Claus, but you know who it's really about. And they said, no, who? And he said, Jesus Christ. And the mother of one of the little kids said, well, who's that? I've never heard that name before. Glory to God. That was right here in Middletown. I'm here to tell you, glory to God, tonight there's people who haven't heard about Jesus Christ. We get thinking, we've grown up in it or been in it for a long time. We think, well, everybody's heard about it. Everybody knows what he did. I'm here to tell you tonight, there are those who still have not heard of the saving grace of Jesus Christ. Glory to God tonight. So we got to know your place and tell the world. Next, we got to recognize Christ for who He is and confess Him tonight. John 1:29, the Lord God says, then next day John seeth Jesus coming unto him and saith, behold, the Lamb of God. Well, glory to God tonight. Have you ever had any doubt about who Jesus is? He's the slain Lamb before the foundation of the world. You know how much He loves you? You're here tonight and lost. I want you to think about this. He loved you so much before He fitly framed the world together, before He set her down, before He made the land, before He set it all in motion, Christ was a slain lamb for your sins. He knew, glory to God tonight, when He was going to set it all in motion, He knew He was going to have to go. He knew He was going to come in the flesh. He knew He was going to have to hang upon the cross and cry out unto His Father, 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 why hast Thou forsaken Me? He knew those things were going to happen. But He still loved you enough to set it all in motion that you might be able to be saved and go to a place called heaven tonight. Loved you that much tonight. He is the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world. You know what it is about the sins of the world? You know what I like about this? Pastor said this before. She said it quite a bit. And I never before, he said it the first time, I never really much thought. You know, he said, it doesn't say, glory to God tonight, that He cast your sins away and that He forgot them. He doesn't say He forgot them, brother. He doesn't say anywhere near He forgot them. He doesn't forget your sins. That's not how it happens. He's not a forgetful God. He remembers everything. He said, even knows the very number of the hairs on your head tonight. He knows everything about you. He doesn't forget about it because He's a forgetful God. Says, I choose to remember no more. He chooses not to remember your sin. He said, Christ come as a slain lamb, glory to God, as the Lamb of God, and taketh away, glory to God, taketh away the sin of the world tonight. Because He chooses tonight. You think about that tonight. He chooses to remember no more. There's things I'd like to choose to remember no more, brother. But I can't even myself choose not to remember. We talked about that. Here we're sitting around. It was Wednesday night when the pastor was preaching about how sometimes you'll be sitting there, just things pop in your mind. You're just like, what in the world was that? Where'd that come from? There's things I'd love to remember. My flesh won't let me to forget them. I'd love not to remember. But he says he chooses to remember no more. He says, this is He of whom I said, after me cometh a man which is preferred before me. For he was before me, and I knew him not. There was a time I knew him not, Pastor. There was a time I knew him not. Didn't know who he was. Wasn't raised in church. Wasn't raised around church. Didn't know anything about church. There was a time when I knew him not. So that he should be made manifest to Israel. Therefore am I come baptizing with water. And John bare record saying, I saw the Spirit descend from heaven like a dove, and it abode upon him. You've got to recognize who he said it abode upon him, and I knew him not. But he that sent me to baptize with water, the same said unto me, upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending and remaining on him. The same is he which baptizes with the Holy Ghost. And I saw and bear record that this is the Son of God. Glory to God tonight. And I recognize who he is tonight. In Matthew 16:14. That's where Matthew 16:14 comes in. I knew I'd get back here sooner or later. And it says, and they said, some say thou... 13, it says, and when Jesus came into the coast of Caesar Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? They said, some say thou art John the Baptist, some say Elias, others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. And he saith unto them, But whom say ye that I am? Simon Peter answered and said, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. This is a personal relationship tonight, church. If you're here and you're lost, it's a personal relationship tonight. There's a lot of whosos and a lot of alls and a lot of those things in there. But tonight, when it comes down to the last day, when it comes down to that time of judgment, well, this morning, it's appointed a man wants to die. And then the judgment. That point is personal, Pastor. That's a personal time. Who do you say that Christ is tonight? Who is He to you? Who are you to Him? He said, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonas, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. I can stand up here and proclaim God. I can tell you all about Him. I can tell you about who He is and what He did. But at some point, God's got to reveal it to you. Yeah, that broken heart and that contrite spirit comes from condemnation, comes from drawing, which comes from God. He said, and I say also unto thee, thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it tonight. Word of God tonight. Confession is made unto salvation tonight. Next thing you got to do, you got to stand for God. This is the part gets to what you got to do to lose your head. Luke chapter 3. Read a couple more places here. We said, first of all, John, when he came, it said that he came and began preaching. It says he came into all the country. This is John 3:3. It says he came into all the country about Jordan, preaching the baptism of repentance for the remission of sins. It's written in the book, and the words of Isaiah, saying the prophet, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make him straight the path. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be brought low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough ways shall be made smooth, and all flesh shall see the salvation of God. Then said he to the multitude that came forth to be baptized of him, O generation of vipers, who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come? This world will tell you all kinds of things are right, all kinds of things are good. But are you willing to stand tonight? People say, well, you can't talk like that anymore. You can't say, oh, thou generation of vipers, glory to God. You just can't say those things anymore. We got to be loving. We got to love them in. We got to tell them how good they are. Tell them how much God loves them. And that being in the sin that they're in, it's okay. You can just keep going and everything's all right. And I thought to think about this. I've seen people post stuff on Facebook or social media, Twitter, all these other places. And glory to God. And they pray. They post things on there. And if it's good, righteous, biblical doctrine tonight, they'll jump all over it. They'll come from every angle. Well, glory to God. Well, thou without sin cast the first stone. Well, you can't judge me. Well, glory to God. Well, Christ wouldn't act that way. Christ wouldn't say anything like that. Oh, glory to God. Well, you know what the problem is? They know enough about God to go to hell feeling good about themselves, but they don't know, glory to God, tonight what the Scripture says. And John said, oh, generation of vipers, who hath warned thee to flee the wrath to come? Glory to God. This world needs to be warned of the things of the impending doom that they're headed for tonight, where they're headed and where they're going and what it is that's taking them there. I've heard them say before, Brother James said it, glory to God, if you've seen somebody driving down the road heading for a cliff, you do everything. Jump out in front of them, wave your arms, jump up and down, sound your bullhorn, everything you could to keep them from going off the cliff. Well, glory to God, there's a fate much worse awaiting a lost and dying world, that place called hell. Glory to God tonight. He said, well, where the worm dieth not and the fire's never quenched. The Bible says you'll die and never die. It says you'll beg for death and it'll flee from you. Glory to God tonight. I'm here to tell you, it's an awful place. Glory to God. Are you willing to stand for God tonight? In the book of Mark, in the 6th chapter and 17th verse, it says, this is where we get to the story we were at. It says, for Herod himself had sent forth and laid upon John and bound him in prison for Herodias' sake, his brother Philip's wife, for he had married her. And for John had said unto Herod, it is not lawful for thee to have thy brother's wife. Therefore Herodias had a quarrel against him and would have killed him, but she could not. Well, glory to God. John very easily could have said, well, you know, if I cross this king, he could kill me. He can take my head. He can hang me up. He can string me up somewhere. He can do all kinds of awful things to me that I don't want to experience in this physical body. But glory to God tonight, he was willing to stand for God tonight. He was willing to stand for God's law. And if he was willing to stand for God's ways, he wasn't afraid, glory to God tonight, to stand for what was right. And his question was this, well, are you willing to stand tonight? Glory to God. We're getting ready, glory to God, to go to youth retreat. And I was thinking about this. And there's a lot of kids that go to that youth retreat, Brother James, and they're lost and undone. They don't have any church in their life. Glory to God. A part of them can't even get something to eat at home. Their parents don't even have enough physical love for them to feed them at home, let alone get Christ in their life. But I'm here to tell you tonight, we're going to be there, or there's going to be people that are going to be there. I shouldn't say we. I won't be there, but Lord God, but the youth will be there. The pastor will be there. The youth pastor will be there. The wives will be there. My family will be there. There'll be some of my family there. Glory to God tonight. A big part of the church, glory to God, is going to go. I just say thank God for a church that's willing to work in the field a little bit tonight. I'm so thankful for it. There's times I can't go. But glory to God, I'm glad I got a church that's willing to go. Glory to God, there's going to be those there that are lost and undone, that don't have anything. Are we willing to work in that youth retreat? Well, glory to God, are we willing to work at the grocery store on the way home tonight? Are we willing to work when we go, glory to God, tonight to the restaurant? Are you willing to stand for God's word and tell people where they stand with God? You ought to love enough. I've said this, even your worst enemy, you ought to love enough to not want them to go to hell tonight. Glory to God. You say, well, old so-and-so, they never treat me right. This one and that one, they've always treated me so bad. Well, glory to God tonight, I'm here to tell you, hell is not deserving for your worst enemy tonight. It's a terrible place. The Bible says, don't love your enemies. Glory to God. The Bible says, well, to love those that do good to you. What's that make you any different than the Pharisees tonight? Glory to God. There's people. It's easy to love somebody who does good to you tonight. But glory to God, let somebody do wrong to us. Well, glory to God, I'm just as bad. I get to talking about them, getting mean with them, hateful with them. They treating you wrong. But glory to God, they still have a soul that is in need of salvation tonight. You say, well, why is it so important? Please use your hand. We'll come get a song tonight. We're almost done. Well, I said we about hit the end of this. The other things we want to get to.